Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The critics have spoken.
It's as if you took a float from a Macy's Day Parade and you beheaded them, and it's two clowns.
Jones and Mako.
One looks extremely upset and the other one looks intrigued.
On WEEI.
That thing kind of threw me. I don't know why that statement was necessary. And it, as you say, the way it ends is like throws it wide open. Like, wait, what? Because my informal, you know, limited reporting tells me that John doesn't want to be part of anything where you're paying rent to the Boston Bruins. And that's the Celtic thing. That is not a John Henry thing. He's the alpha dog, got to have the whole show. He doesn't roll that way. Not to mention, Tom, that there are tremendous luxury tax payments due rolling forward. The Celtics are locked in for all this luxury tax money. He hates that. He can't sleep at night with that stuff. So I don't know that he's a candidate for this, but the statement makes your head explode.
Dan Shaughnessy on, I think it was early edition late last week, a story that Mego talked about on Friday while I was out. I got some thoughts on Wick, the sale. He's talking specifically there about John Henry's interest in buying the Celtics.
He doesn't roll that way.
What'd you say, Mego?
Henry don't play that.
Henry don't play that way.
He doesn't roll that way.
It's good to see Dan back. Side thought, it's good to see Dan back on TV. And good stuff covering this story as well. He's referencing a statement that Fenway Sports Group put out. He says, "We commend Wick Grosbeck, his family, and their partners for their remarkable stewardship of the Boston Celtics, an organization that means so much to the city of Boston and countless fans across New England and the globe." Lowercase g.
Mm.
"Under their leadership, the Celtics have been a part of the city's remarkable golden age of sports, marked not only by championship success on the court, but also through their exemplary community engagement. We greatly admire and respect the Celtics organization, its players, and its amazing fans, but have no comment on the forthcoming bidding process."
Longest no comment ever.
It's a long no comment, that's true. I mean, look, All the signs on the surface, we cut Tomasi out of that clip, but Tomasi. Agreed with Shaughnessy. Apologies, John. He agreed with Shaughnessy, and he's like, look, John Henry doesn't want to pay any luxury tax bill in Major League Baseball. He would complain about $9, $10, $15 million luxury tax bills, whatever they were way back when, and now he's going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's going to rent from Jeremy Jacobs? Not his style. And so everything we hear on the surface, Mego, we talked to Mannix about it the day the sale came out. He said he hadn't heard anything on John Henry. Shaughnessy, obviously, plugged in. Tomasi, plugged in. yeah, it doesn't sound like something John Henry would be interested in. I just, until I hear they're officially out and they're not interested, I know they want an NBA team. Until I hear they're officially out, that still scares me.
Am I stupid for focusing on the bidding? What is it? The bidding process?
Have no comment on the forthcoming bidding process. Yeah. I mean, I think that's telling that they're not going to comment on it. It's like, well, why won't you comment on it?
Yeah.
And so who asked you to comment?
Also, when is this bidding process? How is this working? Who's involved? Well,
We know PAGS.
You seem to already know about it. Like, oh, I'm not going to comment on this bidding war that's about to get underway. No, I like mostly agree. I don't think that Henry or Kraft are seriously going to be involved. And I'll just throw Kraft in there as well, because he's somebody who's talked about it. And I think Jacobs's name, that family's name is only in it because of the building and what they would lose if an outside buyer came in and built somewhere that would not only compete with them by taking their tenant away, but also being another concert venue, another event venue for all this stuff. It's another layer of competition. But the way Tomasi said it, that we cut out of that clip, frankly, because he talks too much, is that he said that it would be like having four Mookie Betts deals, and John Henry's brain would just explode at that idea, which I get. Like, think of the other stuff that Henry's involved in. Now, the PGA is one thing, but, like, a hockey team does not have the payroll of an NBA team. I don't really know the financials of Liverpool. I can't imagine that they're up there with the Celtics' payroll. If anything, like, this would be, I think, the least realistic time that with John Henry's appetite for spending, he would look at this roster and go, like, oh, yeah, I love Boston fans. They were so excited when I dumped Mookie Betts. So I'm going to dump three of these and just keep Jason Tatum and build around that. Like, I don't really think it makes sense.
Okay. You mentioned Kraft, who also has a portfolio. I mean, it's not as sizable in professional sports as John Henry's and the Fenway Sports Group, but it's something. This is new from the Globe today. The Mass Senate is expected to pass a proposal on Thursday that would enable the Kraft Group to build a Revolution Soccer Stadium in Everett at the site right across from the Encore. The Senate included the measure in a 124-page economic development bill it released on Monday, and then it gets into the details. And so, you know, maybe there's some movement there. If they're eyeballing a stadium, I guess you could read that one of two ways. We know they've been eyeballing a soccer-only stadium. I guess there's two ways to look at that. Number one, well, they're invested in this, and are they going to invest in this and buy a basketball team? Although, when you think back to what Chris Mannix told us a week ago today, when the news came out that Wick and or his father, which we'll get to, were selling the Celtics, or their share in the Celtics anyway, Mannix immediately said that we'll keep an eye on a casino magnate.
He was told somebody tapped him on the shoulder.
Metaphorically.
Said, yes.
A metaphorical tap on the shoulder. And so that's the site that Mannix mentioned for a new NBA arena, a new Celtics arena potentially. So maybe there's a tie-in. But my sense is, my hope really is that neither Kraft or Henry are in. I don't want either one in.
No.
And I lump them together. I don't want either one in.
Look, isn't what most Celtics fans want is to basically have status quo? And so I think most Celtics fans who are following this would look at Steve Pagliuca and say, hopefully he just takes over whatever the Grosbeck's shares are, which is becoming very murky. But he takes those shares over, and maybe he needs some private wealth management group or something. Somebody else comes in and takes over a minority portion of that. But I think that that's fingers crossed. What everybody's hoping for is that it just stays status quo. And not only that, but then that the deals that you signed with Derek White, with Jason Tatum, were signed with Pagliuca there, knowing that he's going to be the guy basically running the show and saying, like, yeah, I'm signing off on this because I want to continue investing in the team, even though it's a crazy bloated roster going forward.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes that Pags is going to win the bidding. I don't. And so, you know, a lot of people...
You don't think anything's, like, predetermined?
No, I don't. And
that's where bidding process got me worried.
We'll get to... I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I don't... Why would they have the Celtics for 20-plus years? They're super valuable. The brand is, you know, one of the few really strong brands in professional sports, like Dallas Cowboys, New York Yankees, LA Lakers, Boston... Like, it's one of those. And so...
I'd say it's slightly under...
Okay, fine. But it's like, it's that type of
no
organization.
No disrespect.
Fine.
But the Cowboys are very annoyingly large.
Okay, but it's a strong brand.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most valuable in the NBA. If you don't want to cross sports, it's one of the most valuable in the NBA. And so, they're just going to hand it over to Pags at like some discount? No, I don't believe that. And bidding process, I see what you're saying now. And so I don't have a high degree of faith Pags is going to win. He couldn't beat out Irv and Wick Grosbeck to buy the team in the first place. Now he's going to do it when he's up against maybe Bezos or Larry Ellison or like people who are worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. He's going to outbid those guys now? I don't see that. Never mind the Saudis or somebody like that. So I'll get to some details here from Shaughnessy. This is from Friday. I know a lot of people were out of town. I know, Mego, you already talked about this. In case you missed this story, this is Shaughnessy's reporting on Friday. He says, saying goodbye to the Grosbecks, plural, is not appealing. They've been good owners. In conversations with some sources close to the situation, I've come away convinced the soon-to-be 90-year-old H. Irving Grosbeck is the one driving this sale, and his 63-year-old son, Wick, one of four children of Irv Grosbeck, managing partner, governor, and CEO of the Celtics, and always identified as the team's owner, actually owns a relatively small stake in the franchise. H. Irving Grosbeck, still teaching at Stanford Business School, has been the money behind the group since the beginning, and there's every indication that the billionaire, Forbes lists Irv Grosbeck and the family's worth at almost $2 billion, $1.8, rarely seen at Celtics games, is motivating this sale in an attempt to get his affairs in order, which does align with the initial statement, Mego,
right,
that there's estate planning going on, right? And so even though Axios had a report and that he's interested in his tequila brand, meaning Wick, and television, and there was another report, I'm blanking on where that came from, that he needs liquid cash for the PGA Tour, I think it was Sports Business Journal.
I thought that was Axios.
Whatever.
Whatever. It's one of those business reporters.
But fine. There have been reports that Wick actually had some motivations to be more liquid to invest in other things. Shaughnessy says it's Irv Grosbeck, Wick's dad, 90 years old. He made his fortune as co-founder, and we've talked about this, of Continental Cablevision, and is no doubt interested in ongoing negotiations for the NBA's media rights. A 9-year deal is set to expire at the end of next season, and the new deal reportedly close to $76 billion. We keep reading that number. That's unbelievable.
Doesn't sound real.
Will have considerable impact on franchise values. I emailed the elder Grosbeck late Wednesday requesting comment on my assertions, and he responded Thursday with a polite no comment. Not as long as the FSG no comment. No comment. When I texted with Wick, this is Orlovsky and Mac all over again. They're text buddies.
When I Snapchatted Wick.
When I chat rouletted Wick.
I sent him a little doggy face with the tongue out.
When I texted with Wick, I said, "Huh, you okay if you say your personal stake in the team is less than 2%?
Now imagine that with the doggy face.
He answered, "We hold as a family all unified. Dot, dot, dot. We are a family. Cue the music. And I also have a Celtics family," is my comment. Thanks.
And I got all my sisters with me.
So, Wick owns less than 2% of the Celtics?
Take those 2% shares.
So what's actually for sale? Like, this is what I'm starting to want. Is it all of the Grosbecks? Is it just Wick's portion? Is it just Irv's portion? Does Wick want to stay on? Does Wick want to buy out his dad? Does Wick have enough money to buy out his dad? Like, is he going to stay on as governor if Pags takes over the team? Why would Pags be comfortable with that setup if he now owns more shares than Wick? Although, I guess, talking it out, he's always owned more shares than Wick, not more than the Grosbecks, but owned more. More details from Shaughnessy coming up, but your thoughts on that?
It's very strange. So, like, I think it does clear some stuff up. I do believe, okay, at least some part of this is estate planning. Is the old man saying, like, I'm getting all this in order, and it probably is something that's been going on for months with attorneys and private wealth people and money managers, all of that. The Wick part to me is still very strange. Because then I wonder, okay, is Wick also getting out his 2% or whatever small part it is because he needs to be liquid to go do the tequila thing and do the show thing? Like, are both of these things true? They can both be true. And he goes, okay, like, I'm not going to have much say in this anyway because my dad's shares are going to be off to the highest bidder. So I'm going to get out too, and it's going to be this process over a couple years. I don't know. It's strange that it's like, I still don't get the part where he's supposed to be the governor going forward, because I think that with them saying it's 2028, Like, to me, that just sounds like it's something that's totally made up.
Yeah.
Unless it's they're just handing it over to Pax.
It's like Cuban still gets to run basketball ops. Like, that's a nice thing to say in a statement. But the second the actual people running the organization, the owners of the organization, the Adelson estate, right? Miriam Adelson, I think is her name is. The second they disagree with Cuban or Cuban wants to spend money and they don't, guess who runs basketball ops? Not him. So Wick could stay on as a figurehead, but like he won't have any calls.
It doesn't look like.
Although he's mostly been a figurehead for his father, it sounds like.
It doesn't look like Wick is draining the bank to go make a TV show and run a tequila company. I'll say that. Like, it sounds like it's something that's more out of his control. It's the family trust doing what they have planned to do with their eventual exit. And they're getting out while the getting's good. And maybe Wick looks at that and goes, you know what? It makes sense for me market-wise, too. And so this is all pre-planned. If they hand it over to Pags, then maybe that stays in place. If it goes to a bidding process and Saudis can get involved and casino magnates can get involved, then I think anything's possible. Maybe Wick's here for like another season.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think Wick's going to be here much longer. You know, he'll be here through the sale, but that's it. And then who knows what he's doing? Good point, by the way, the Twitch chat. I think it was John in the car. It scrolled by quickly. But John in the car, I believe, wrote that Shaughnessy did more reporting than the entire Boston media while recovering from a heart attack on the 4th of July weekend. It's true. I mean, a great reporting from Shaughnessy here. These are the most details that we've seen. He says, this leads us to Paliuka. Again, picking up with Shaughnessy in the Globe late last week, Friday. Often identified as co-owner of the Celtics, Pags made his money at Bain Capital, has been Wick Grosbeck's wingman since the group bought the team. Pags is the one who had the idea to hire Danny Ainge. Is that well known? Is that like well known and well publicized? I was unaware of that.
Me too.
But maybe that was a well known thing. He wound up being the genius, wound up being the genius to acquire Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, then Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Brad Stevens, and Joe Mazzulla. This is where Shaughnessy goes a little too far for my taste. Like, I know he's tight with Danny, but like, let's not go too far with Ainge. Many fans want Paliuka to emerge as the next majority owner of the team. And Pags made his intentions clear the day the sale was announced, issuing the statement. We've read this before. Being a co-investor and managing partner of the Celtics has been a great honor and a labor of love. I hope to be a part of the Celtics moving forward and will be a proud participant in the bidding process. There it is again, Mego. That has been announced today. It certainly sounds like Pags means business. According to The Athletic, Paliuka bought up an 8% stake in the team from a Celtics minority investor in 2020. He's also the most hoop-savvy member of the group, having played freshman ball at Duke. Wow.
Ooh.
How about that?
Okay, what does that mean? Freshman ball at Duke? There's no freshman team at Duke.
Yeah, it probably means some sort of
season?
Yeah, club basketball, like just a step above intramural basketball. Like, I'm not quite sure what that means, to be honest.
Bloom played a lot of basketball, too.
Right.
Flex about
now,
that.
Look, when was Paliuka at Duke? Like, what era was this? Like, maybe there were freshman teams back then? I have no idea, but I'm still not impressed. I can tell you right now, I'm still not impressed. When I texted him for comment on Thursday, Paliuka texted back, I'm under NDA at this point, so I can't talk. Sorry. So this is the same guy who just put out a statement that he's going to be in the bidding process, now says he's under NDA. And I heard Shaughnessy make this point on TV last night. Interesting. The NDA is the one thing that makes me think a sale is already locked up. But I just think if you're really trying to get your affairs in order and cash in this ticket, which Irv Grosbeck is trying to do, it sounds like, and maybe Wick is trying to do, why are you just going to hand it over to Pags when you could open up the bidding process and really, really take care of yourself going forward? Like, obviously, you don't care that much about the Celtics. I'm sorry, you just don't. You don't. And whether I'm talking to Irv or Wick, you just don't care that much at the end of the day. And so you don't care that the Celtics are put in the best hands. You just want to make the most money. That's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think Paliuka's a realistic guy to take over this team. I don't.
I would love for it to happen, but how do you get to the point where you can own a huge share in a team like the Celtics anyway? You don't get it by just giving things to your friends and saying, like, here, I'm kind of tired of managing this. You take this over. Yeah, I think you'll do a good job with it. Like, that's just not how owners are built.
Nope.
Unless it's their kids, and this is not the kids. Unless it's someone giving it to their kid or just leaving in the will to the kid,
which Irv apparently won't do. He refuses to do that with Wick.
So what makes you think that they're just going to turn and give it to Pags? I mean, maybe it's possible.
It's
maybe
the same
it's already
thing.
Happening.
He won't give it to his kid. Now they're not going to turn and give it to Pags. I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's not just going to turn around and do it. They're trying to make a buck. And so that's fine. That's 1,000% okay. But it's bad news for Pags, and it's bad news for Celtics fans who want to keep this thing as similar to the structure as it was set up. Now, maybe you end up with Bezos, or you end up with Steve Cohen or somebody, Larry Ellison, just limitless billions and billions and billions of dollars, and that's actually better. I mean, you could end up in a better spot. But if you want status quo, that's bad news.
Yeah, but then you could still have another kind of issue. I mean, we all act like the only thing that matters because of what we're watching with the Red Sox and the Patriots right now, that if you have a super rich person, then that'll solve everything. You could have a super rich person who thinks that they run a basketball team and turns into an incredible meddler.
You could. No, you absolutely could. And that's why the unknown is scary for a lot of people. Let's go. Paul in Rhode Island's waiting patiently on our Red Sox convo. It ties in with Henry and the interest here. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Mago. I'd rather go Jones. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Right. Let's be simple, okay? I think the best guy to buy the Boston Celtics is Henry.
Okay, why is that? That sounds like a terrible
plan. He has a hockey team. He has a baseball team. He has the Celtics. He has Liverpool.
Well, not yet.
There's no way. You need cash. You need a cash base in the background to buy teams. You just can't buy a team. You need cash behind all that. The other thing I wanted to say to you is this. There's no way that any outsider is going to own a Boston sports team.
Okay, well, the guy you want is an outsider in John Henry. Jeremy Jacobs is an outsider. And so I don't see why that wouldn't be the case. Henry may have an interest in the Celtics. I didn't hear any reason there why, other than he has a lot of money. I didn't hear any reason why that would be a good thing for the Celtics, but we know the Fenway Sports Group wants an NBA team. We do know that. Do they want the Celtics? Does John Henry want to stay in this market?
Yeah, like, does he want to double dip in Boston with all the people who think he's a giant a-hole and hate him?
Or is he like, screw them, I'm going to just buy an expansion team in Vegas, and I'm just going to deal with that fan base who will be grateful that I brought basketball to the desert as opposed to people in Boston who already hate me. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on this. All the reporting from Dan Shaughnessy. A lot of good stuff there. We'll get to the Bruins as well. Jeremy Swayman and the Bees avoided arbitration, which seems like a good thing. So what's taking so long? We'll get to it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.